Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Some Point Breeze residents are protesting new development in their neighborhood. As KYW's Hadass Kuznets reports, they're calling it racist, and they want city council members to address the development policies currently in place.
Tiffany Green with the Point Breeze stakeholders says neighbors want Philadelphia City Council member Kenyatta Johnson to help prevent neighborhood gentrification. They say planned upscale triplexes, duplexes, and a luxury apartment building will drive up prices and push longtime residents out of the area.
What we're asking from Councilman Johnson is to put a hold on this project and come and meet with us to discuss the plan for the remaining city properties in Point Breeze.
She describes the approach to development here as racist.
In the white communities, they, at this point, are building the type of development that they want. In the black community, there is no community process, no community meeting, no ZBA, so there is no real input from African-American residents.
Black neighbors held a small protest at the site of one of the future developments. They were met by a couple of the newer white residents, including James Kurtz, who came to listen and learn about their concerns.
I don't take it personally as a white guy. I do take it personally as a member of the community. You know, like, I want my neighbors to, you know, like the character of the neighborhood, whatever that may be.
Protesters say their gripes aren't with their fellow residents, but with lawmakers.
Johnson has yet to publicly comment on the protest. A two-year-old boy was shot in North Philadelphia Saturday night and is in critical condition. Police say the child was shot twice in the back around 8:30 inside a home on 20th Street near Dauphin. He was taken to Temple University Hospital. Deputy Police Commissioner John Stanford had this to say to our partners at NBC 10.
Just another tragic situation where you have, again, a kid that should not have to worry about this. Two-year-old should be able to just play and live and be free and not have to worry about, fighting for their lives as a result of a gunshot. And it's just disheartening.
No one has been arrested yet, although police are still investigating. Philadelphia's prison population is rising again after years of going down, so much so that incarcerated women have been moved to a different facility to accommodate the increased numbers. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
The women have moved from alternative special detention units to the Philadelphia Industrial Correction Center. Prisons Commissioner Blanche Carney says there are more than 300 women now incarcerated on State Road, an increase of more than 70 from the pre-pandemic population.
The increase in population made it so that we needed to transfer the women to a larger housing unit.
No one seems to know why the population is increasing. Carney says it's due to more admissions, but can't say why admissions are up. A police spokesman said he was not aware of an increase in arrests. The DA's office did not respond to a request for information. The Kenney administration declined an interview request, as did the public defender's office. Even the Pennsylvania Prison Society said it was stumped. Clearly, though, this is a setback for all of those offices who had been making progress in their stated goal of decarceration. They'd gotten the total population down to about 4,400. Now Carney says it's more than 4,500. She says there are also fewer releases than there had been, and that may be due to the courts working their way out of the backlog caused by the pandemic.
Harriet Tubman's life and legacy can be seen through the eyes of local artists now in Bucks County. The story from KYW Sharaday Howard.
It really became a national exhibit to honor Harriet Tubman.
Inspired by the 19th century trailblazer.
Because Harriet Tubman was only 5 feet tall. Very powerful woman.
Gloria Davis and Cassandra Stansel Gunkel, members of the Sankofa Artisans Guild and local artists who helped lead the charge and paying tribute to Harriet Tubman with the traveling art exhibit in Philadelphia that is now on display at Pensbury Manor in Bucks County.
30 artists, 40 pieces who contributed to this exhibit.
The artists say Tubman was not your ordinary hero. She risked her life to save lives at any cost.
This exhibit honors a troublemaker, a lawbreaker. She had wanted posters after her. However, she was doing what was morally right for her community.
And that's, they say, what makes her extraordinary. The exhibit runs through the end of November.
Legislators in Harrisburg are pushing for a ban on intentional balloon releases. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward explains.
Republican State Rep. Marcy Mostello says balloon releases at weddings, graduations, memorials, or sporting events may be well-meaning.
Balloons ultimately become litter in our forests, fields, and waterways. All too often, these colorful symbols of happy or somber occasions end up injuring our wildlife and causing environmental harm.
Tracy Young is the founder and director of Raven Ridge Wildlife Center in Lancaster County.
Animals, especially the birds of prey that are choking on the balloons, and the streamers. A lot of these animals make nests with balloon litter, and the streamers will get entangled, especially with the nestlings, hatchlings.
Mostello also says balloons can cause serious damage if they get tangled in power lines. The bill allows certain exceptions, like scientific research or an accidental release. Punishment would include up to a $100 fine and community service. The bill's currently awaiting action in the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.